What fascinates you about Colts, and how did you make that, you know, kind of like the basis for this game?
I guess I've been fascinated by sort of alternate societies or groups that live within society but have their own set of rules and their own way of living and sort of feel themselves as, you know, part but separate. So I found that really interesting. I'm also, you know, fascinated by how people interpret religion or maybe interpret the same passage of the Bible in totally different ways depending on who they are and how people can use religion both for good and for bad. And I thought, you know, that sort of spurred my interest in cults in general. And then as I would read up on them, it was interesting to find out how idealistic so many of the cult members are and how they're really trying to make a better world or trying to improve their own lives or whatever it is. They think this is their great work, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, that works out. It goes really well. Sometimes not so much. So it was really interesting to look at these different situations of how cults play out and how these sort of separate groups that maybe go live in a commune or something play out differently in different situations. And as a result, I thought it'd be a really interesting thing to explore in a game where you could actually look at it from multiple different sides.
So let's talk about how you create a action infiltration game. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard that term before, and I just think it's really cool how you use a unique camera and the changing story. So how did you go about designing the gameplay elements at play in Church of Darkness?
Sure. I mean, for me, being on this project, having a smaller budget and an indie team, I didn't want to try to compete head-on with, like, a first-person experience or a close-in third-person experience or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, what's a different camera perspective that we don't see a lot in games today? And there was a game I loved as a kid that was the original Castle Wolfenstein on the Apple II in the early 80s, was a game where you were infiltrating a castle, but it had a top-down perspective, and you were sort of going room to room, taking out guards and trying to get farther and farther into the castle to find Hitler, if I recall correctly, or mm-hmm. maybe it was the second game you find Hitler. Anyway. So I thought, hey, I haven't seen that perspective done in a while. And sort of a lot of indie games have done side scrollers, you know, or they've done, you know, other older game styles and cameras you haven't seen in a while, but not so many have done this sort of top down. And I find it's uniquely suited to sort of what I call action infiltration gameplay, where you're, you know, able to get more tactical awareness of who's around you and where they are and then play in order to avoid them, or play in order to sneak up on them or whatever it is. And I enjoy that type of gameplay in something like Far Cry or Dishonored as well. But here it just gives you sort of a different perspective on it. And it allows you to have maybe a faster paced version of one of those games where because you can see more of the world, you can really blaze through some of these spaces once you get into the groove of the game.